So continuing, Tafresh Ayin Aleph in Beis. Kami Neiros Madlik. We did this already. Belaila Rishon Madlik Echod. Mikan Ve'elach Moisi V'Holech Echad B'chol Laila. Ad Shbleil Achron Yiyu Shmona. V'afil Im Rabi Minei Habayis. Even if you have a lot of people in your house, Lo Yaliku Yosher. So Daniel Rimadayik asked why it says Yaliku, not the Lashon Yochid. So here's, now look at this. It starts the Haggadah. Yesh omrim dechol echa mibnei habayis yadlik. Each and every person should light. So okay, so we discussed about whether the concept of the hiddur mitzvah yesterday, but what about your wife? What about your wife? The Rama writes, your daughters, right? Dechol echa mibnei habayis yadlik. So the Mishnah Berurah starts the discussion in Tes, Sifkan Tes. Yesh omrim dechol echad, right? Each one lights. Levad meishto. It means everybody except your wife. Why? Tehi kegufo. Ishto kegufo. Now, what's a question you could ask on this Mr. Berurah?
What's the
what? What's
the shaychus?
What's the shaychus? What's the shaychus? Where do you find the rule of ishto kegufo in terms of hilchos edus? That I'm not allowed to testify with a relative. I can't even testify with someone who's my wife's relative because Ishta Kiguf, my wife, is like me in terms of Hilchos Eidus. But to do a mitzvah, where do you find
Hechidei? Presuming mitzvah is a form of
Eidus. Ooh. Whoa. Is that a joke or is it a real answer?
I don't know. I'm just putting out the idea.
I hear. Presume Nisa is a form of Eidus. I never thought of that. Okay. But maybe. I don't know. Menachem, you're pretty sharp. I don't know. Maybe. So where does this come? What? Okay, so look in the Jerushalayim 26. Makor divrei Ramah, he made divrei Rambam. As we spoke out already, that the Ramah is getting this idea of each person lighting is from the Rambam. Okay, we spoke this already. Skipping a little bit, we recorded this, the Grizz, we skipped a little bit. Shadin Mahadin, Mahadim and Mahadin, who Bishbal, Habayas Madlik, Kiminyan Kobane Habayas, right? Not that each person lights, but the homeowner, the father, he lights according to the number of people. Okay, we talked this all out. Veloka Havanas are Ramah, not like the Ramah said, Shakol Echam Ibn Habayas, Madlik Atzmo, right? Fine, we spoke this out already. We talked about the idea of whether the, what's it called? Whether that's, you can make a separation between the Maisa Mitzvah and the Hiddur Mitzvah. Look in, no, 27. Vegam Benosav Habasulos. Even your young unmarried daughters. Kosu Shut Alo Shmuel. Huva. The missionary touch on the page. She'enan malikos midin mahadmin mahadrin fa'af shigam hein hayba oiso hanes. Right, women also involved in mikom lakom lohaya ela tefelos anoshim banes. They were tofel, they were subordinate and secondary to the men. Tanosov kosov chasim sofer. This is the idea they quote from the chasim sofer, historically, as to how the mitzvah was done outdoors. And it's not so modest, it's not so tsunua for a woman to go out there with all the men are there. She came and she ikar takanas ner chanukah he lahadlik bepesach beso mi bachutz. You go outdoors. Ein ze mechodeshel haisha latzeis lais erev lachutz lahadlik bein anoshim. Okay, we don't do this nowadays. No one does that, right? Va'ash va'achsha madlikim bifnim. We do like nowadays indoors. Mikom makom haminhag harishon lo zaz mimakoma. We're not changing from the original minhag. Okay, fine. So that's really the idea. The quote from this thing, but again. I don't know. We could definitely question the whole source of ishto kegufo outside the realm of Hilchos Eidus, and also this idea about the what's it called, the women going outdoors, and therefore that's why we're not going to do it nowadays. Yes, that's true. It is mitzvah shows mangrama, but the Gemara gives us this is an exception to it.
Because the father's lighting, they probably would have to light.
I just wanted to read to you. This was a shy that I asked Rishach in the first year of getting married. Should my wife light? And he told me that the minhag in Europe was that only Omanos would light.
So therefore, like, you know, women didn't want to, but Meikra didn't, women certainly could light, couldn't light in the Chanukah. So this is the safe of a Dibarta Bam. Bam is, Bartim is Boruch Moskowitz. Right? That's where he gets the word Dibarta Bam. These are sugyas that he discussed with Rav David Feinstein, that's all. So he brings something interesting from one of his conversations about this, right? Simon Kufpe Gimel, Be'inyin Halakas Ishto Venosav. Where is it? He brings a whole background behind him. I'm just going to go to the last paragraph here. Shemati Mareinu HaRavu, Sheshiva of David Feinstein. I'm going to change it to Zatzal. The Minig Shel Igris Moshe Zatzal, right? Ramosha's Minig. The base of Osav. What was Ramosha's Minig in his home growing up? Hayashikol B'nei Mishpachto Hayamalikim Afilu Hayilados. Even little girls would light in Ramosha's home, right? I guess that would be Rabbi Kaufman's sister, right? It was Ramosha Feinstein's. I'm sorry, Kaufman's grandmother, right? Was Ramosha's sister. V'gam imo haisa madlika midina mehadrin. Ramosha's mother would light in her home of mehadrin, right? Udulo and not Moshe Kosa Mishnah Bura, right? Arminim akiyagav the ishto kigufo. Not like this Mishnah Bura. That was not Ramosha, not like that, right? Ishalola hadliklo el nishmos eza achronim dulo sovra svarzu. Okay, Mikra Kodesh brings who doesn't agree like this. The sof kol sof. Mutter lahadlik medin mahadim in mahadin. A woman certainly is allowed to light. Aval baal igris moshe zatzal, but Ramosha beatzmo lahimshich min hagzu beishto uvenosav beminosenu. When Ramosha came to America, he did not continue this minhag with his own family. Even that was his minhag in his house, in his home growing up. Meizatam, for whatever reason, we don't know why he didn't continue it. Rechein nohag Ramosha shiva shlita, right? Shebito lo haisa madlekes aval einze hanhaga mishum dino. His daughter doesn't like him. David's daughter is not light, but it's not midin. Lechein ve'etzim mutal yaldos lebayis lahalik aval le'inin ishto lenogu lahalik midin hamahadrin. Okay, aval. This is what Menachem was saying. So again, woman could light, maybe doesn't. Be'es atzorich, but in a time of pressing need, kigon shol yotza aide bala me'ezetam. For whatever reason, she wasn't yotze. We could work that out. Why she wouldn't be yotze? Whatever she wasn't. With the husband's lighting, yechol lahadik aide atzma b'din mahadim in a mahadrin. Right? Okay, so then that's Meikra din. A woman could, and so there's nothing wrong whatsoever with a woman or daughter's lighting in Chanukah. You have stadim both sides of the equation, but certainly I found it very fascinating to see that the Ramosha's home, growing up, his minhag was that his wife, the mother, and the daughters did light. But in America, he changed the minhag. Okay, shkoyach everybody. Have a great day. And Mirtzim will pick up again next Monday. Will be the next Hilchas Chanukah.